welcoming you to R. Dharan Show, and you are listening to a Shortscast exclusive podcast. So what this podcast is about? This podcast is about business, entrepreneurship, exploring productivity, seeking knowledge, so and so. If you want to become successful in your life and if you want to become productive, then you are here at the right place. Listen to the upcoming episodes fully and I assure you that each and every minute you spend here is worth in listening. Stay tuned for the upcoming episodes and we will meet you at the next episode. Until then, this is Hrithik Dharan signing out of from R. Dharan Show. Bye-bye. Welcoming you to R. Dharan Show, and you are listening to a Shortscast exclusive podcast. In the previous episode, Shweta has discussed more about social media marketing and how can one do social media marketing. If you haven't listened to that episode, please go and listen to that. And in today's episode, Mrs. Punita Parakh has discussed more about on content marketing, which is very, very more important in building a brand. Punita has also discussed about her journey, that how she got into content marketing and how she's building brands. And without further delay, we will just jump into this episode. Hi, ma'am. Thank you so much for joining in today's episode. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Hrithik. It's so wonderful to be on this podcast with you. And I'm very, very happy to be a part of your journey.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. So without further delay, we'll start the episode and a short intro about you, ma'am.
So Hrithik, let me just give you a 30-second bio about me. I'm very much based in Mumbai. And I started my journey way back in 2004. From a company called CNBC, which is a business broadcast channel. I spent 10 years with them. And then I moved on to another channel called Times Network. I spent 8 years with them and close to around 14 to 16 years of work experience in the content marketing space. And then I got very burnt out in the corporate space. And since 1 year, I'm freelancing and I'm helping a lot of brands, a lot of individuals like you, students, professionals, get into the content marketing space and also help them grow on Instagram and on LinkedIn, Hrithik. And I'm also very happy to mentor lots and lots of students who want to get into the content marketing space. Thanks so much, Hrithik.
Yeah, that's very great, ma'am. So, ma'am, to start with, if our listeners doesn't know what is content marketing, can you explain to them what is content marketing?
So in very, very simplistic words, Hrithik, what content marketing does is any kind of information that you put out, any kind of strategic marketing approach focused towards contributing or distributing your piece of content, which is relevant and which attracts your audience, is content marketing. Basically, you're looking at educating and empowering your audience with your content. That's the importance of content marketing.
Okay, ma'am. When you started first now, what are the challenges you faced in content marketing?
So the challenges, when I started way back 2004, the challenges that I faced is there were no tools. Right now, there are so many tools on content writing, on CAD, tools like Canva, tools like SEMrush for content ideas. That time, everything had to be done very manually, Hrithik. Right now, everything has become extremely easygoing, comfortable, a lot user-friendly. So content marketing has definitely grown over these years because of the tools and technology and AI that has come into place.
Yes. So these are the things. Okay. So are there any strategies that is used to use in content marketing to get more attractions or more engagement?
So content marketing, so suppose you want to look at building a brand on social media. So what would you do? You would need to focus on four things. Number one, optimization of your profile. Focus on optimizing your profile in terms of who you are, what you do, and what you're doing towards helping the community. That's point number one. Point number two is you need to look at putting relevant pieces of content related to your domain. Suppose you are a domain expert in the health space, put content there. Suppose you're a podcaster, educate your audience by interviewing people in the podcast space. Number two is putting out content. Number three is building a community, Ritik. Yes. It's extremely important to build a community.
Yes.
People who are your domain, people who are your tribe. And number four is collaborations. You and me are collaborated right now because collaborations, vaise, you will grow and I will grow. We are helping each other grow. So to sum it up, the strategies for content marketing are optimization of your profile, be it a brand or an individual, putting relevant pieces of content out related to your domain. Number three is creating and building communities and tribes. And number four, collaborations.
Collaborations. That's great, man. So can you share your first client story in content marketing?
My first client story was a very, very very big client called, it was into bathroom fittings. And what we had done for them is they wanted to revamp and let a lot of audience come to them for buying their bathroom fittings. So we created a campaign, not just say, please buy this bathroom fitting, please buy this, not like that. But we created a story. So what we did is we picked up couples who are, or maybe brother, sister, husband, wife, families across India. And we picked up architects across India. And we told the architects to revamp their bathrooms using this client, using the product. And what it did is, and we created the entire behind the scenes about how the bathroom was made, what was required to make the bathroom, the kind of appliances that had to be used in the bathrooms, the kind of fittings the bathroom was giving about the brand. And what it did is it actually created a beautiful journey of how this bathroom fitting brand is believing in its customers, how the bathroom fitting brand is customizing its customers. And that created content. Eventually, what happened? Lots and lots of people on social media watched the videos, watch the content, and they also wanted to eventually get their bathrooms done by this bathroom brand. I hope that's been of help to you, Ritik.
Yes, that was great.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
And can you share with us any interesting campaigns you ran before?
This itself, the bathroom fitting brand, was a very, very interesting campaign that I ran because when the brand came to us, their main goal was to get footfalls and get more and more customers. With this campaign that we did, it was clearly understood that the social media went up by XYZ number of impressions plus more and more walk-ins were coming to the bathroom fitting store and eventually converting them into leads and leads into customers. That itself was a big deal because we got a simple brief. We want customers in our store. With this campaign, we got them customers, we got them leads, we got them noise, and we got them a lot of mileage about the brand with content.
Yes. Okay, ma'am. According to you, what is success and failure in content marketing?
It's very, very important to know your KPIs in terms of you're running a campaign on a website campaign, how many people visited your website. If you're running a social media campaign, what are the kind of impressions you posted, how many comments your post got, how many likes your post got. So the success and the failure of the campaign depends upon the impressions, depends upon the kind of mileage, depends the kind of leads, depends on the kind of engagement that is happening on your social media.
Okay. And the failures in content marketing?
So the failures, these are the failures, what I exactly said, that it's very, very important to know that your content is working or not working. Keep experimenting on your content. Keep doing variations. The more and more you experiment on the different formats of content, the more and more you'll know. I have failed so many times. Sometimes on my LinkedIn or my Instagram, text content is working, but video content is not working. Sometimes video content works, sometimes text content works. So keeping on experimenting across different formats can help you identify what is working and what is not working.
Okay. So finally, if our listeners wanted to start with content marketing, what would be your advice?
My simple advice would be connect with a lot of content marketers in your domain. That's point number one. Point number two, Pinterest is a great platform to go and type content marketing. You'll get a lot of reading material, short, sweet infographic material. Point number three is go to HubSpot. A content marketing course from HubSpot. It's absolutely wonderful. And number four, keep experimenting with your content. Keep writing blogs. Keep creating infographic graphics. Keep interacting with different content marketers. That's how you learn from them.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ritik, for everything. I really appreciate for everything that you do. And I wish you all the very best. And in case you need any support from me, I'll be very happy.
Sure, ma'am. Thank you. That was great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, Ritik.
Yeah, ma'am. You too, ma'am. Take care.